Hello and welcome to the Creative Consciousness Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Sam and Cabrini Greco, coming to you live from beautiful planet Earth. Throughout our conversation, we will be covering topics such as spirituality, global consciousness, metaphysics, and where you think we're truly headed. We have a great show to share with you today, so bookmark us and receive reminders. And you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com. Well, hello and welcome everyone to Creative Consciousness Radio Show. A big hello to everyone on planet Earth, beautiful planet Earth. Our intention for our show is to support individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives. Call in and listen at 267-521-0151. You can also ask questions during the show if you like, and or you can just simply listen in. We are bridging the gap in spiritual community in the community at large. We're offering an event in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Check out our Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival in Las Cruces, New Mexico, August 1st, on our website at oneheartonelovespirit.org. 350 plus individuals in two rooms bringing forth their gifts. Get your ticket today at oneheartonelovespirit.org. There will be speakers, dancers, workshops, musicians, and vendors. I'm Sam Greco here with my lovely wife, Cabrini, who will interview our guest on today's show. And I'm going to hand over the mic right now to Cabrini, and away we go. Hi, Cabrini. The mic is all yours.
Well, thank you, Sam, for that lovely introduction. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our show. We are so pleased to be with you this evening. Today is June 24th, 2015, and we have an incredible show coming your way. This evening, we are hosting Barbara Besser. Barbara is a visionary artist based in southern New Mexico. She creates art from the inner realms that connect with multidimensional energy. The artwork serves as a catalyst for inner spiritual connection for the viewer. Barbara is a caring and compassionate light worker, and she also does spiritual life coaching in her private and group sessions. Barbara is also known as Reverend Analia Starwoman and offers spiritual essence portraits as a way of service to the planet. Each painting is likened to a transpersonal mirror to the soul of the client. They are unique and beautiful, just like you. Ascension activation art is created with and through divine connection, and Barbara paints illuminated forms from interdimensional sources and is deeply connected to pure loving energy. Appointments are available with Barbara for a personalized spiritual portrait channeled from the soul of the client at the beginning of each session. The unique portrait emerges onto the paper in the specific color, shape, symbols, and forms that capture that momentary imprint of the client's soul essence. These penetrating personal portraits open a window of communication between spirit and form. The portrait can reveal with astonishing accuracy a snapshot of your spirit at the moment in time of the portrait. Well, I'll tell you, we are so blessed to know Barbara. Barbara is one of our beloveds who has been incredibly intertwined in our life since 2009. We met her and filmed at her home and attended many of her gatherings, also witnessed her artwork, and felt the decoding that happens when you view her artwork. Barbara also made a portrait for us that really did act as that transpersonal mirror and reflected back to us a different essence that we weren't completely aware of. And it really did increase our awareness about who we were and what we were doing at the particular moment that we were with Barbara. So we are so pleased to introduce you to Barbara, and we're so grateful to support her and her artworks because we feel that it really did impact our lives, and we've seen the impact of the artworks that that has on others, individuals as well. So we are here with Barbara, and I'd like to welcome you, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
It was a beautiful introduction, and it's an honor to be with you tonight.
Well, you know, we've had an opportunity to know you, Barbara, for many years, and you know, one thing I can say about Barbara is that she has remained really consistent in living her purpose and her spiritual pathway, which really is involved with her artwork. And Barbara, can you tell us a little bit about your artwork and, you know, about these experiences of the spiritual portraits, how that works for you?
Certainly, certainly. Well, it all started about 32 or 33 years ago. When a friend of mine had a vision, and she saw me creating paintings for people from their energy. So it evolved from working in my dining room with friends that were visiting. I started that way, and then it evolved, and now I'm calling them spiritual portraits. What happens is I connect with this is an inner vision experience for me and a very relaxing experience for the client. I connect with their, what I call their soul essence, by touching their hands. Now, that doesn't have to mean that I have to touch their hands. I can also do it from a photograph, or even from, recently I did one from a picture on Facebook. So I just connect with the essence of the being, and then I start painting, and spirit gives me information. It's clear, concise, and very validating. Often clients find that, you know, I've been told that I hit the nail on the head, and sometimes it's a little bit painful, but more often than not, it's validating and joyful. So what it is basically is just I'm seeing energy. We are all energy, and I am able to see that energy essence, that spirit, because spirit is what we are, and that's what I'm able to see. And then I also share a reading. If it's through the mail, then I would type up the reading and send it to the client. So these paintings are unique. Everyone is very different and very, very empowering. So the images say something to me, the colors, and then, of course, I put it into a reading. And this can be done, as I say, in person in New Mexico or wherever I happen to be, or through the mail. So it's accessible to anyone that's interested. And it's my great joy and passion, and I believe it's my destiny, to create these paintings to help people really see the beauty of their soul and connect with who they are at a very deep level. So that's,
wow,
that's it, Cabrini. That's what I do, and that's what I love to share.
Well, you know, Barbara's artwork is just tremendous. I mean, and she has a, you can connect with her on her Facebook page as well. And she's got a lot of art pieces that she shares, and, you know, people have been fortunate, you know, nice enough to share her their imprinted message of her artwork. You know, Barbara, you're known as Reverend Analia Starwoman. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that means?
Okay, I pronounce it Analia, and I don't usually use the Starwoman except in official introductions like you just did. The name Analia came to me about 3 or 4 years ago, and it's a vibrational essence that I started to take on as my name. And this is the first public broadcast where I've shared that as my name. It's very special to me, and when I'm in the essence of Analia, I'm totally connected to spirit's guidance. Not that I'm not when I'm, you know, in the everyday world and when I'm Barbara, but when I connect with Analia and that energy, it's very pure, very loving, and I work from that space when I do a session for someone. I am an ordained minister through Eternal Life Church here in New Mexico, and I am ordained to create ceremonies, transitional ceremonies, and, of course, weddings. So I am an ordained minister, and I just use that occasionally as my title. And it's a vibrational choice rather than having a traditional kind of church setting, which I don't have.
Well, that sounds absolutely beautiful. Can you talk to us a little bit about when you first connected with this star energy?
Okay. I think it goes way back to when we met, Cabrini, and you did a reading for me. It was one of the very early times. I guess that was 2009, when you saw, we were sitting in my studio, and you saw the letters ARC. And I had just been introduced to the idea that I could be connected to star energy. And then you saw ARC, which is, of course, the first three letters of the Arcturians. And I started doing some inner connection and inner research, and I realized that, yes, that, in fact, is the energy that I connect with. And for me, the Arcturian energy is a very pure, loving essence, and I believe the Arcturians have been with us, guiding us on this planet since its creation. For me, when I paint in my studio, not the spiritual portraits, but when I do paintings, that essence comes through me, and it's very healing and empowering. And more recently, I've been able to work with clients and take them to the energy of the healing room on the starship, which is pretty profound. I just did that for someone I'm very close to recently who had a very bad accident, and he felt a shift in his energy after we did this process. So for me, that's pretty profound and lovely, lovely energy.
Oh, my goodness. It just sounds incredible. I'm just we've had other artists that connect with the Arcturians as well. And when you talk about the love that comes through, and I know for myself, for those of you that have not witnessed Barbara's work, many of her pictures, her paintings, when you actually look at them, they have a coding effect on the personhood of, you know, I know it did for myself, and I know other people that say that is true for them as well, that when they actually observe the painting, there's actually some type of transmission of information that comes back to the viewer. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that works with your paintings?
Sure, Cabrini. I believe it's an energetic connection. And I also believe that it connects to the viewer at a cellular level. I don't always know why the images come out the way they do, and I often include an energetic language. It looks a little like Hebrew, a little bit like Aramaic, sometimes a little bit like Chinese or Japanese, and it comes through my hand when I'm working. It's a very, very high vibration. I can't translate it into English, but that's incorporated in the image. The colors, the shapes, the symbols all have meaning at a very deep level. And sometimes it's beyond my conscious knowing, but it comes through when I'm in that connected state. So it is an ascension activation process to view this artwork. And it is profound for many, many people. I've had people stand in front of some of the pieces, and it brings up emotion. It brings up a deep connection that people aren't even aware of. Really serves my heart. You know, if this work can assist people in their process of evolution, then I'm doing my work. And it's not even work. It's great, great joy. So I believe that's what you're talking about when you talk about that ascension activation. That's what it is. And I'm given all that information when I'm in that state of connection.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful place to be in. I would really highly recommend anyone just taking a look at Barbara's artwork I know that it can have a profound effect on your essence. And to me, it's almost like a charge, you know. It's a connection. It's there's a wave of energy that really of light that really ascends through the paintings and speak to me very personally. And I'm sure, you know, to me, that's really truly what art is about and visionary art is about. And can you share a little bit about what your perspectives about, you know, anything more about what visionary art is to you, Barbara?
Well, that's an interesting question because I've been on online on a Facebook page that's called Visionary Artists, and I think people have different perspectives of, about what it is. But for me personally, I call myself a visionary artist because I'm given the gift of seeing beyond the physical. And I see beyond the moment. I see in the moment, but beyond the moment and in visual form. And for me, that's what visionary art is, seeing in a different way, seeing beyond what's in front of us in physical form. So that's why I call my artwork visionary, because it takes us to another level of awareness. It takes us to a new way of seeing, a new way of being. Does that answer the question?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's personal. That's a personal perspective, because I know it's very different for everyone. And I've seen a lot of different visionary art online. And it comes from a very deep place from the artist. It's not just a pretty picture, which is fine. It's not a scene, which is fine. It's a deep, comes from a very deep place of seeing.
So when you're actually getting this vision, Barbara, and you're you know, you're putting it on a canvas or paper, do you get a sense about the person themselves, or are you working directly with color alone? Does it bring forth spiritual message about the person?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I did a session for a woman yesterday, and connected deeply with her essence and her heart and her purpose. I get a deep connection to each person that I'm working with, even when I'm working at a distance. I did one for a woman in Texas recently, and I had, while I was in that essence, her essence, I was connecting with her at a very deep personal level. And then that connection comes through me, and I'm able to create colors, images, and shapes that represent that connection, which is very different for every person I see. And then it's different over the years. If I were to do a one now for you, and it's been years since you had your last spiritual portrait, it would be very different. And then we could look at the two or three. I've done several for people over the years. And we can look at the progression. The spiritual progression is evident when you look at the images and how the images change or how the colors change. It's very interesting. I had one client that I tracked with her for 9 years from a place of fragmentation and disorientation to a place of balance and peace and harmony. And that was one of my greatest joys. I have testimony from her in my portfolio. So, yes, I do connect with the client at a very deep, personal, spiritual level.
Wow, that just sounds so incredibly intimate. And actually, how do the people receive the paintings, Barbara? How does that actually happen? And, you know, when somebody wants to order a painting or they want to set up an appointment with you, and when they do actually see the painting, What kind of responses do you get?
Oh, I've had such amazing responses. The woman yesterday was really, really delighted because she said it was a validation of all the work that she's been doing. The woman in Texas, who I've never met, was blown away, she said, and I'll quote her, she was blown away by the connection because we've never met. The response is phenomenal. It's really, really beautiful. I've done hundreds of them over the years, and I would say 99.5% has been overwhelmingly positive. There have been a couple of people that have talked to me and were questioning an image or a color, but that's very, very minimal. It's an incredibly beautiful, personal, like you said, intimate experience to receive a painting. And people use it on their altars, or they'll frame it and have it on their wall. And the lady that I'm staying with is a lovely friend of mine. She has hers on her wall in her living room. Many people use them in their personal spiritual space or in their bedroom. I did one for a couple. So I did the husband and the wife, and they framed them and put them at the end of their bed on the wall opposite their bed. And they took in and they absorbed the essence of each portrait. And between them, they created total balance, because one was one area of color and then the other one was a different family of colors. It was very interesting. So they decided to put them in their bedroom so they could see them when they went to bed and when they woke up. So the response has been very, very positive.
And do they go through some type of awakening by looking and gazing?
Can you ask me that again, Sabrina? It's hard to hear you, dear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's still a little hard, but go ahead.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that come up for people? I mean, you're saying that they left them by their bed, and what exactly happens to them when they're looking at these pictures in their own personal life? Have you heard any reports about people, you know, shifting, like learning more information about themselves?
Yes, all of that. They see things that they haven't seen before. I'll give you one example. The one woman that I tracked for 9 years, one of the very final pieces that I did for her had an image of what I interpreted as the Holy Spirit. It was a dove. And at first, when she saw it, she was taken back. She said, "I hope you're not telling me that I'm going back to the church," because in her life, the church represented trauma. And so I told her, I said, "You know, I'm putting down what I see. I'm sharing what I see. And we'll see what comes." I said, "Please call me in 6 months." And she did. And she apologized. And she said, "I see now what you saw then." And she said, "I am back in a spiritual community and am doing the healing that I need to do. And I really appreciate what you saw. It brought me to a whole new level." So when people look at these, they see themselves in a way and at a level that they've never seen themselves before. And for them, it's very connected and very healing and empowering.
And for you, Barbara, what is it like for you to go through the experience of looking into someone's essence like that? What kind of experiences do you have?
Well, for me, it's been profound. And as I say, I've done this for over 30 years. And each experience is a profound connection, because I'm connecting with spirit. I'm connecting with creator source in all these forms. And hundreds of people sit with me or send me their photograph. And it gives me the opportunity to assist their journey. So for me, it's extremely profound and assists me in my creative destiny. It's a beautiful experience. It's my soul's joy to do these for people. And I do want to share that I would really welcome the opportunity to create these for your listeners and the people that are on this call, and in whatever way works for them. And a mail order seems to be the best way for a lot of people. And what I'd like to do, if it's okay, Cabrini, is offer a kind of a special bonus for doing this.
Oh, absolutely. Go
okay?
Right ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
So what I'm going to say is, let's see, today is June 23rd. So between now and my birthday is July 24th. So why don't we say between now and July 24th, I will create a spiritual portrait and send a special gift in the mail to the first people that respond between now and July 24th. And generally, I work on a love offering basis. I don't have a set fee. So I want to make this available to anyone who's interested. So the range generally when I do it through the mail is $30 to $90, $30 to $95, I guess I've received. So it's available to everyone. It's affordable. And what I do is I look at the picture, I tune into the essence of the person, and I return a painting and a reading within 2 to 3 weeks, depending on my schedule, by mail. And then I also include the opportunity to call me or email me with any questions, concerns, or responses. So I offer that opportunity to anyone that is interested, and will include a special gift as my gratitude for being able to do this for you.
Wow, you heard that, folks. And how can they order a spiritual portrait, Barbara?
Okay. By going to my website, ascensionartonwings.com, ASCENSION, artonwings.com, and there is a place to contact me with a message. That's one way. My telephone number is on there also. You can always call me and order it by phone or talk to me and ask questions and see if it's right for you. And my number is 575-545-2994. And I also need to make a request that if you choose to do this, that you send a money order, a postal money order. That makes it a lot easier for me on this end because I do live in remote New Mexico and I do not use a bank. So I would appreciate a postal money order for whatever your love offering is. And I truly appreciate the opportunity to be of service. So if this speaks to you and you'd like to even try this, give me a call if you're not sure. I would love to talk to you and share the opportunity with you.
Well, how about that, folks? We're listening to Barbara Besser, and Barbara is a visionary artist from New Mexico, currently residing in Deming, New Mexico. And Barbara, you have some events coming up, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have some in Albuquerque and Las Cruces, New Mexico. And also, I will be Master of Ceremonies at Bridging the Gap. And Sam mentioned that at the beginning of the program. I'm very excited about that. That's August 1st in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I have done some large fairs. I don't have any large fairs except Bridging the Gap on the calendar right now. But I also do very small groups, too. So I do some home parties, open houses, but mostly I really like to do the individual sessions because then I can work at home at my own pace and time. So, yes, a few events, but not as many as I've had in the past.
And, you know, it's really interesting because I would think that, Barbara, when you're working with someone on that very intimate level, you're really forming relationships, right, that, you know, in your own way, kind of bridging your own gap there with the community that you're in. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, it's like planting seeds, Cabrini. I feel like a gardener, and I'm planting seeds that are growing for the benefit of the planet, for the benefit of the universe, for the benefit of the galaxy, for benefit of all concerned. Because each time I meet with someone, I feel like I'm given the gift to create something new, and it starts a pattern. It starts like a seed growing in that person, and then they go on from there. So it's an extraordinary experience.
Well, you know, when you talk about being on this journey for over 30 years, I'm sure that you've seen a lot of different experiences throughout this time period. Can you share a little bit about, you know, the impact of your own spiritual work and your spiritual artwork has had on your life? And over the years, have you noticed any type of shift that's happened in the consciousness of humanity?
That's an interesting question. I'd like to think so, yes, absolutely. You know, I've been painting since I was old enough to hold a paintbrush and a crayon, drawing since I could hold a crayon, and how we've changed. And I can only hope and pray and know that by my dedicating my life to this art form and to creating art that does make a difference, that it has made changes for the planet. And more people are waking up to the truth of who they are, to the truth of serving humanity rather than serving the system or the corporations or, you know, the idea of just making money for the idea of making money and not making your money like living a spiritual purpose life, which is what this show is all about. I would like to think so, Cabrini. I definitely want to make a difference in my life for other people. And so that's why I feel that this is making a difference and is changing the way we see things, hopefully the way we live our lives, the way we treat our children, the way we treat our elders, all of it. And I do believe it's changing, absolutely.
So what has the impact been on your own personal life journey with your artwork?
Well, I'll say this, that my artwork is my life, is my source of energy. It's my life force. And if I am not painting for some reason, and I've gone through a period recently when I was not able to have, or I perceived that I wasn't able to paint because I was dealing with caregiving, it was difficult for me. And it was almost like shutting down from source. And that was just my perception. I know that wasn't true. But it's very important for me to keep the flow going. And so when I am in my studio and I am in that place of connection and pure spirit connection, it is a great joy. It's a space of honoring the divine, and that's the place I really enjoy being. So the impact that it's had on my life, very exciting, actually. The more people see it, the more people have a reaction to it, or the more people feel that they want to purchase a piece and have it for themselves. I mean, that is very honoring for me, and it's a great, great joy. I have been asked to do a show in Las Cruces, New Mexico, in a nice gallery, a really beautiful gallery, in early 2016. I'm very excited about that. So this gives me the opportunity to express and to share this energy that comes through the canvas or the sculpture. I've been doing sculpture recently, and it's hard to put into words, Cabrini, but it's very profound for my life. And when I'm doing the work and when I'm in my studio and when I'm traveling and doing lectures and sharing with people, I feel that total connection, total peace, a place of love and absolute, how can I say it? One spirit, one mind, one heart. That's the place. That's the place that I can connect to when I'm painting. And that is very, very powerful for me, very empowering and very beautiful. And that's what I've dedicated my life to.
Well, I know that we love Barbara, and we really encourage our listeners to you know, get in touch with Barbara, have a portrait done, get to know her personally. She's an incredibly spiritually grounded individual, and what we've noticed about Barbara is her constant going out into the community and drawing people together to really create harmony in the community that surrounds her. And we have nothing but, you know, complete admiration and love,
and
for,
love
Barbara
for Barbara
in the work that she does. And so we really encourage you to check her out on her website. And Barbara, perhaps you can share that again with us.
Sure. It's ascensiononwings.com. Ascension,
and Barbara,
A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N, Ascension. Uh-huh.
And Barbara, you know, we're having, you know, we're putting on this event in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and we are so pleased because we initially asked Barbara to be part of the event and be master of the ceremony. And she came back and said, you know what, yes, I'd love to, but I'm going to be the celebrator. The celebrant of ceremonies. And we said, you know what, that's exactly what this event is really about, is the celebration, the community, and, you know, the collaboration of individuals coming together, in one place at one time, to really bring in the magnificence of, you know, their own individual gifts. And Barbara, you know, can you share a little bit about how you feel about being a part of this event?
Oh, I'm very excited, Cabrini. Very, very excited. I believe it's a gathering of those that are guided to come and willing to be of service. Cabrini, I'm feeling something in my throat, and that means I'm ready to... Excuse me, there's something coming through. May I share it, please?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Excuse me, but when I feel this in my throat, there's something coming from spirit, so forgive me. Hold on just a second. This is a message from the ones that I connect with. Turian in origin, also very high beings that speak through me, and they want to acknowledge the love and the connection and the power of this particular event. The seeds will be planted for the new world at this event. Humanity, for all humanity. Excuse me. Come, find a way, if it is in your heart, if you are called to be in New Mexico on that day, you will know. You will know in your heart and soul that you are meant to be there. And by attending, by coming to this event, you will know that it is much like a family reunion. A reunion of souls from many, many past incarnations coming together to explore, to learn, to play, to create, and then taking those seeds and that energy back to your families and communities. And this will be the greatest planetary service that you can possibly understand, more than you can understand at this time. And so it is. Gracious God, thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Much love, much love. I'll tell you, for those of you that are listening, if you felt that wave of light that just came through you, we are right with you. We received the information
that
the spirit guides of the Arcturians that are working with Barbara right now, bringing this information into the earth. And we honor and bless all beings of light wherever they are, in all places of creation. Thank you so much, Barbara. We are totally lit up here. Our mouths dropped to the floor, and we literally felt the light of the divine come right through us. I would encourage... Yes, thank you so much. And I'll tell you, if there was anyone that could actually put it into words and vibration as to what this event is, I think that you just did that.
Well, it was given to me, my dear. That came through me. I can't even recall what was said. So it's my honor. It's my honor. And I'm very excited about being able to network and promote the event here in New Mexico. I will be in Albuquerque for a week and then in Las Cruces, Silver City, mostly southern New Mexico. So for anyone who's listening or online on this show, please go into your heart. Ask your guides, ask your guardians, is this something that is meant for you? Are you a seed scatterer? Are you meant to be there? You will know. You will truly know. So please come and join us on that night. It'll be a beautiful evening and a beautiful weekend. And I will be available to do spiritual portraits on the following day or a couple of days in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Yes, Barbara also will be offering her artworks at the Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and be available for appointments the following days afterwards, which is just a tremendous gift of service that Barbara's bringing forth. Barbara is also a part of our governing board with our event. And she's been very instrumental in bringing the community together there and sharing the information. And so we ask you to join with us, and you know, please share the event throughout your networks wherever you are on planet Earth. Our website is oneheartonelove.org. We are dedicated to promoting awareness as a key to harmonious living. And the way that we do that is through creations of various platforms to support spiritually purposed individuals living spiritually purposed lives. Barbara Besser, our visionary artist tonight that is on our that is being interviewed with us this evening, is one of those such people that brings forth the knowledge and the vision from the other into our ordinary reality. And I think, you know, as Terrence McKenna once said, you know, that it's through the artists that salvation of humanity will take place. And so in that respect, I am so thrilled that you're here tonight with us, Barbara, sharing your vision of the spiritual essence of individuals and your vision of what those of other dimensions bring forth in the world around us. This has been truly an honor to be with you this evening.
Thank you so much. I love you so much. I love you both. And I look forward to being with you and hugging you and sharing that love that you so beautifully share with so many. Here in New Mexico, it's an honor to be with you tonight. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, Barbara has been an incredible catalyst for us. Her presence in our life is very old. We've been with Barbara for a long time in our spiritual essence, and we were able to reconnect in a physical form here in 2009 in New Mexico, where we were completely blown away by our experience with Barbara in her home and with her loved ones and her community that she greets and meets every day. So in our expression of our support to her is, you know, it's unlimited. And we feel that we are all, you know, individually kind of walking side by side, bringing forth, you know, this metaphor of unity and harmony and bridging a gap, not only between, you know, ourselves individually, but with our communities that we're in. And Barbara does that with her artwork. You know, all over New Mexico, Colorado, and she's done artworks for many people throughout North America. So her outreach and spiritual calling has brought her to really commune with a lot of different individuals. And so we really support her work. Now, Barbara, we have just about 15 minutes left, and I'm thinking perhaps you can perhaps share your message to humanity. We were in New Mexico with Barbara in 2009, and we had the opportunity to film her artwork. And so now it would be lovely to hear your message to humanity, Barbara.
Yes, well, the message is one that comes through me. It's not mine. It's the one that is available to all of us, that we, and I don't want to say this in a harsh way, but we must remember who we are and why we're here and not get caught up in the materialistic world. We are here to support one another, to love one another, and to see the highest and best in each of us so that we can, in turn, take care of our planet, take care of this Mother Earth that we walk upon. That's the message to humanity. It is far beyond what car we drive or what kind of home we live in or how much money we have in the bank, because that really doesn't serve us. What serves us is our heart and our connection, reaching out to the one on the street that doesn't have a home, or to a child in our life, or to an elder who needs support, or just being listened to. That's where life counts, and that's what this message is all about. So please take whatever you've received from this experience tonight and go into your families and your community and your gathering places, and honor yourselves, honor your people, and honor the earth. Thank you.
Well, you have it, folks. That's Barbara Besser, a visionary artist from Deming, New Mexico. She's often referred to as Reverend Analia Starwoman, who brings forth the vision of the other into our ordinary living reality. Barbara has, you have something going on there in Albuquerque on the 27th. Is that correct, Barbara?
Yes, it's an open house at a private home, so I'm not going to give the information over the phone. But if anyone is in the Albuquerque area and would like to attend, you're welcome to call me at 575-545-2994, and I will give you the address. We have a couple of different events going on. One's tomorrow night it's a meetup group, and then Thursday night at a church, Science of Mind Church. So you're welcome to call me for any information or any questions you might have about this work. And by the way, Cabrini, this work can go all around the planet, just through the mail. I had clients in Japan, Germany, Canada, and I'm looking forward to serving people in wherever they are. So it's not limited. It's only it's not limited at all. It's open to anyone that can that can mail a letter.
And Barbara, can you please mention your website again?
Yes, the website is ascensionartonwings.com. And also, I can give you my email. It's ascend, A-S-C-E-N-D, art on wings. So the commonality there is the art on wings. And the email is at aol.com. So you can send me an email, you can call me, or you can go to the website and leave a message. I'd be happy to connect with you.
Well, this has been a fascinating show. Not only did we hear all about Barbara's artwork and her experience with bringing forth the other into form, but we also got to listen to an actual channeled message tonight, which was very profound, Barbara. How are you feeling right now after sharing that information?
I feel more peaceful. I was feeling a little bit agitated in my throat because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to share it. So now I feel very peaceful, and I feel very blessed that I was able to share that. I've realized it's very important to tune in to my body and this feeling that I have. So thank you, and I do feel good afterwards, and I I hope and trust that it was a blessing for all who heard it.
Well, it was definitely a blessing to us, and we are so grateful that you did share what came to you. Now, is that something that happens to you when you're doing a spiritual portrait, or is that something, is that another service that you provide where you're channeling information to people?
It often happens more and more often now in private sessions. When I'm doing a group talk, it often comes through when I'm ready and feeling relaxed enough to share. So it's periodic and intermittent. I can't count on it, but I can always call it in if I choose to, or if they choose to, they will let me know. They will let me know, just like what happened just now. So it's an honor and pleasure to be able to be a vessel for this connection to spirit, to the cosmos. It's hard to describe the beauty and the love that I feel when I'm able to share this. But it comes through when it's appropriate and when it's beneficial. So yes,
now,
it often comes through in session. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Arcturians? For those people that really, this may be a new thing that they're listening to and not really a familiar with the Arcturians, can you share a little bit about who they are and, you know, where they come from and what their presence with you is about?
Okay, well, it's my understanding that there have been many multidimensional beings, off-world beings, if you want to call them that, or extraterrestrials, if you wish, that have been influencing Earth for thousands and thousands and thousands of years in ways that we may not even understand, in ways that may not make sense to us. But it is real. It is very, very loving. The Arcturian energy is very pure. Now, I'm not saying all energy that comes through us or to us is beneficial. It may not be. I don't know, because I only receive the very beneficial, loving energy, and I know it is available to those that are ready and open to receive it. It may sound very strange to many. Many of us on the planet are not ready to understand the concept of non-physical beings or non-physical energy assisting us, but it's been my experience that it is very, very real and it's very supportive. And so for those of you that are new to this concept, you may want to research, you may want to ask questions, you may want to read a book. There are several books written about the Arcturians. One of the first ones was Norma Milanovic, called We Are the Arcturians. That's a good one. But I encourage you to read it and ask within if this is material that is true for you and meant to be something that is important for you to read. As I suggest to anyone that's reading any material, trust your guidance, trust your heart, trust your inner knowing before you accept anything as truth.
Yeah, and it happens really naturally, doesn't it, Barbara? This process of of listening.
Yes, I think we know when we're ready, we know what we're supposed to know because we know it at some deep level, and it's coming to the surface for us to know it consciously. So it's all there. I believe it's in our DNA. It's in our knowing. It's in our essence. And yet we live lives that are full of distractions and interruptions, and we don't allow that time and that connection to even happen. That's why quiet time, solitude, and meditation is so important, to just allow a space where there are no distractions. So I encourage all of you listening to this to trust your heart, trust your knowing, and give yourself some time each day to be in silence or in solitude for in some kind of quiet space, even if it's you need to go into your bedroom or even your bathroom. Give yourself some quiet, non-interrupted time and just ask, what's next for me, or what do I need to know? And trust that inner voice. Trust that inner voice. It's there for you. And if I can be of any assistance in that direction, please do call me or connect with me through my website. It would be an honor and pleasure to plant some seeds and assist you along your journey.
Yeah, I really appreciate... Oh, dear, excuse me. Hold on one second here. We're getting some calls in. sorry about that,
good.
Folks. But what I wanted to say was each of us have a particular gift, I would have to call it, that really does really support our own well-being. Wouldn't you say, Barbara, that each person, you know, that's in, you know, our global arena really does have a special spark, you know, something that they can do that really represents, you know, the peace and tranquility of who they are?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're not here by chance. We're all given unique qualities and gifts to share, not to keep inside of us, but to share. And sometimes it takes a little longer in life to discover them or explore them, but we are each given a unique gift, and that is our destiny. That is our purpose. And if we can get in touch with that gift and allow it to become alive and useful, then we are doing what we're here for. We're not here to just be a tiny little light and live our own little tiny lives. We're here for other people. We're here to expand the energy for the whole planet. So, yes, we each have a unique gift. And it starts in the heart. What do we like to do? What gives us pleasure? What gives us great joy? What sparks us? What keeps us alive? That's the key. And for me, it was when I was very young, it was being with children. And I taught for 25 years. You know, I taught art for 25 years. I knew that I wanted to be with children. So look inside. Ask yourself, what really gives me excitement and joy in my life? And that's the gift. Go there. That's the guidance. That's the light. That's what's pulling you forward to acknowledge and recognize your true gift. And we each have that. So find it, use it, explore it, expand it. And there
well,
it is.
Well, this has been an incredible experience being with you here, Barbara. We're
so
blessed
much by
your presence and the work that you do in the community and with your own particular expression of the divinity that, you know, you're bringing forth on your paintings and your artwork. Thank you, everyone, for being with us here this evening as well. Thank you for holding the space in our chat room. And no matter where you are on planet Earth, know that you're not alone. There is a community, a spiritual community that works endlessly every day in your behalf to help you to be more realized, to experience well-being and the love of your own soul. Barbara, we hope to have you back on our show again in the future. And again, please check out Barbara's work on her website, on Facebook, Barbara Besser. And everyone, have a blessed evening. We're going to leave the show off with a little music from Jim Wafer, drum bell maker in New Zealand. Barbara, hang on. We'll be with you in a minute.
All right. Thank you. Good night.